We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Back at the AMR studio at Petco Park, Jesse Agler with RJ's Fro, Sack Bunt Chris, talking about the trade deadline. We haven't even talked about yesterday's insane game in New York, the six-hour affair at Citi Field that ended in just the most incredible way possible. We'll probably eventually get to that. But the trade deadline, obviously the story of the day, not just with the Padres, but all around baseball. And to talk more about that, Corey Brock of MLB.com joins us on the Cholula Hotline. He is at Marlins Park in Miami because the Padres actually have a baseball game to play today. We're not just playing fantasy baseball and making trades, but there's an actual game, one of 162. Ian Kennedy will be on the mound against David Phelps. And Corey Brock, Ian Kennedy being on the mound is actually something of a story in itself, is it not?
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, Ian was originally scheduled to start today, but then word came down a few hours ago that he was going to fly back to be with his wife, who was getting ready to give birth to their fourth child, daughter, I believe. But as it turns out, we were waiting in the clubhouse a little bit ago, and he showed up, and apparently he couldn't get a flight out. You know, obviously we didn't talk to him because he's pitching, and we don't talk to starting pitchers day of game when they're throwing. So, but you know, I can tell you, obviously, he was disappointed. You know, this is certainly an event bigger than any baseball game. So, so he'll start. Everything will kind of revert back to normal. But another weird twist to what has become a very weird day.
Yeah, no, I think it kind of started yesterday with that game in New York, and it's just sort of the weirdness has continued into that whole situation. So best to the Kennedy family, and it sounds like congratulations are almost in order, but a really weird deal there. We'll talk more about that later. But, Corey, I think the question I've been asking these guys and everybody watching and listening throughout the show today is just, what's your main takeaway from what did and didn't happen today with this Padre team?
I'm still trying to figure out how to pronounce Repchinski, Jesse. That's kind of been my big takeaway. But, you know, I kind of went into this process, probably like the Padres did, you know, kind of open and, kind of understanding that really anything could happen because they had some very marketable and very exciting pieces that were well coveted by other teams. And none of that changed today. You know, no one just decided they didn't like any of these players. And the Padres, to my understanding, had a lot of different concepts, the framework of deals, not necessarily in place, but, you know, had gone down the road far enough with enough of these teams that you knew probably what you could get for any number of these players, and ultimately decided to stand pat. Now, whether that's because, they believe in their product and that this team could still win moving forward, or two, because none of these deals came to fruition, maybe the asking price is a little too high, and certainly if they were in position to do that. So, you know, it's a little mixture of both, really, but, you know, talking with Mike D, talking with A.J. Preller just a bit ago, and the players, they're very happy everyone's still in place.
Hey, Corey, Rick, RJ's Fro here.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
So as a baseball writer covering this team, how crazy was this deadline for you?
Yeah, you know, and I've gone through this enough now, Rick, where, you know, varying degrees of what July 31st is really like, the past Padre teams. And, you know, you're a longtime fan, and you certainly have been through a few of these, and a lot of them really don't amount to anything. Well, this one was different. It was always going to be different. Because of the personnel that was potentially could be moved. And so, you know, we got to the ballpark early. I had an earlier hit on MLB Network, but, you know, Dennis Lynn and I from the Union Tribune are the only ones in the entire stadium at one point earlier today. And just kind of waiting around, hitting update on Twitter, probably not my finest hour as a journalist or human being, I guess. But, you know, that's kind of the nature of the gig now. And just waiting for something to happen. And, you know, as we get closer to 4 o'clock Eastern, it sort of is becoming apparent that, you know, wow, I'm not sure anything's going to happen here. And then lo and behold, at the end, we found out about the smaller deal. But just strange, going in with the expectation, I guess, really, that anything can happen. And then in the end, basically nothing did.
Very interesting. Corey Brock is with us from Marlins Park in Miami. He's on Twitter, at Follow the Padres. Ian Kennedy on the mound tonight against David Phelps in Miami. So the Padres do make the one trade. Abraham Almonte sent to Cleveland for left-handed reliever Mark Zepchinski. Don't try and you got to spell it, though. We just have to say it so we can cheat. You've got to actually you've got to type it into your computer when you're writing stories and stuff like that. Does that become a copy-paste thing when you got a name like that for a writer?
Yeah, Jesse, that's Control V on that one. Basically, cut and paste. Zepchinski. If I say it over and over again, I think maybe I'll finally get the hang of it.
That's kind of the key. You just keep saying it over, out loud. Zepchinski. And essentially, at some point, it becomes fine. And easy to say. But that's the move. Hey, appreciate it. I know it's a crazy day, you know, for everybody that covers the game. So thanks for taking a couple of minutes for us, Corey. We appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. That's Corey Brock on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. The Ian Kennedy thing is really, it's a weird story, right? Like, aside from the fact that it's the trade deadline, the guy is leaving. He's scheduled to pitch, gets in the car to go to the airport because his wife is going to go into labor. And, you know, it's their fourth kid. He wants to be there. Great, you know, I mean, good for him. And then can't get a flight out. Like, the weather's bad in Miami. Shocker in late July that it's thundering and storming in Miami and the flights are delayed and canceled. So he then comes back to the ballpark because he can't get out and he's going to pitch. Like, I feel like that would be a really difficult thing to do. And granted, he is a professional pitcher, but I'm just thinking of this from like the standpoint of being a human being. That's a roller coaster day, man. That can't be easy.
And all this time, it is a trade deadline.
Yeah,
he's a free agent. He doesn't even know what team he's going to be on, let alone whether he's going to be pitching tonight or whether he's going to be having or there for his daughter. Oh man, it's such an emotional time. I don't know. I'm a crier, so I don't know how I do in that situation.
Is this the first tears ever on Padre Social?
You know, Blooper's cried a couple times. Blooper has cried a couple times. I don't know that anybody sitting over here has cried, but Seth's had a couple of teary moments, right?
Only once.
Only once, okay.
A guy cried at shortstop the other night. So.
Yeah, no, a guy did cry at shortstop the other night. By the way, we're talking about, you know, this weird couple of days now for the Padres. Include that. And granted, it was the other team, but they were there. The Wilmer Flores deal the other night, it's been a strange few days for the San Diego Padres. All right, thanks again to Corey Brock for joining us. Take a break, come back. A lot of tweets coming in. We'll get back to those, what people are saying and not saying about what the Padres did and did not do. Sackbun Chris is here. RJ Sfro is here. More Social Hour from the AMR studio right after this.